Good morning, everybody. Good morning, friends and family. This is Anubis here with you. This is the first episode of the Read Along Witchcraft Show. So, let me tell you a little backstory about this show, especially. I was going to do audiobooks, just plain reading audiobooks, reading books that I found on the internet about witchcraft, such as the Encyclopedia of Scott, such as spellcasting, things like that. But then I asked the family on Amino, Pagan and Witches. I love this community. Shout out to you guys. And some of them brought as such an important point is that no one is going to listen to the entire book. Like, let's be honest. Now our life is so on the go. We don't do that anymore. But I wanted to do something to the witchcraft, to the witchcraft community. So, since I thought about it, I decided that I'm going to just read chapters out of certain books and discuss it with you guys. And hopefully, if this show is kind of successful, I'm going to do it into a live show. So, you guys participate more with me. Anyway. So today we're going to read from, since I'm going to light a green candle, we're going to talk about an important subject. Green resembles luck, growth, and in money. And money in magic. So let's light the candle and let's have some tea because it's going to be a long, long, long day. Trust me. Okay. So chill, everyone, and just have a nice calming seat. Okay, this is chapter 24, as we said, money. This is from the Encyclopedia of Wicca and Witchcraft by Scotty. I already mentioned that. Okay, so few of us couldn't use more money. No matter how much we make, it never seemed to be enough. When embarking on a money diet, keep in mind that your attitude toward money is just as important as the substance itself. Here are some tips. Visualize yourself as a prosperous person. Retrain your thinking. Kill all of the thoughts of, gosh, I am so broke, quote unquote. Variety. Concentrate on the feeling of having more money. Like, he's saying, guys, he's saying visualize the money, visualize that you have the money, visualize that you're putting the money in your wallet, all of that. The visualization of it, the law of attraction, guys, it works, I swear. Budget each paycheck. Determine where your money is going every month. Spend wisely. It's not just enough, guys, that we are just visualizing the money and doing a spell for it. We need to work for it. So it helps. Magic helps, but magic cannot create something from out of nothing. It's not gonna work. It's not Harry Potter. So know that though money may solve some problems, it's not everything. It's not a genie in the bottle. Some of the problems that we have without money will still be around when we have money. Most of us don't want money. We want what money can buy. Oh God. Guys, this quote is so important. That's why I love Scott. He's so witchcraft and resourceful and knowledgeable, but he's reality strike and he hits you with the reality. Be prepared to work for money, even if just by putting personal power into your ritual. Set realistic goals. That's again Scott telling you this. This was written old ago, ancient times, and this tips would work nowadays because he was just an amazing guy. Anyway, I'm gonna stop rambling. Let's focus with the book. So, set realistic goals. A week-long money food plan won't make you suddenly find thousand of extra dollars in your bank account, money diets are also virtually worthless for trying to win a lot at a lottery, lot, bingo, gambling, or simply because there are so many others trying to win, relying on all kinds of magic. That's an important point. Don't come here and do a magic money spell so you win a lottery. That basically may not work, because there's a lot of forces with you. Wealth is a relative state of mind. A person making $300 a year seems astonishingly wealthy to someone making 200, while an unemployed person may look with jealousy eyes at the $200 a year worker. Accept money in your life. Know that you are a prosperous person deserving of extra income. Don't wish for it to happen. Allow it to happen. Don't wish for it to happen. Allow it to happen. Just keep that in mind, guys. Just keep that in mind. I'm gonna sip for my coffee because it's nice. And finally, the last advice Scott is giving us: give something back. When you notice a temporary or permanent change or increase of money, donate a percent to a charitable cause, such as environmental protection groups, animal rights organization, food banks, women's shelter, anything like that. Give something back, or you might not get any more. Okay, so this is Scott's opinion on magic and magic spells. It's really important. These are a couple of advices, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. These are 9 advices, which is amazing, guys. Okay, so now as you eat the food listed below, feel the money energy vibrating within them. Cook and eat with visualization. Okay. Herbs and spices: allspice, basil, cinnamon, clove, dill, ginger, parsley. Add to any food, particularly money attracting dishes. Okay. And he mentions vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts, desserts, and other money foods. Okay, we're going to read this part because I love it. Preparing and cooking money food. Burn a green candle in the kitchen. Cut vegetables into square shapes to represent the element of earth. Use square pans to bake pies. Heavy, rich, and sweet foods are ideal for money diets. I'm gonna highlight this, guys, because this is so important. But don't ignore nuts and vegetables, and never load up on ice cream and other desserts in place of more healthy fare. You will suffer physically from such an unbalanced diet. So important. Keep your pantry well stocked with food of all kinds. In the past, as today, food was a sign of wealth. Keep some on hand at all times. So he also says, add barn to food. Have a snack of mixed cashew, almond, or pecan. Use only whole grain bread, no white bread, he insists. And he is showing us a recipe: money truffle and a custard. Yeah, it's nice. So, this is the end of the money chapter in the food. In Scott's opinion, it was a light subject. I know it's not the best audio ever, but I tried to do it, and this is my first time. So, you probably understand why. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to comment. If you didn't, feel free, please, to tell me your opinion. Because I'm trying to improve, and I'm doing this to help you guys. I'm not doing this because I'm not benefiting out of it at all. It's just fun to do, but let's be honest. So, with a green candle lit and with my tea and with an open heart, you may be blessed be. So, see you soon, family. Anubis out.